Welcome to the Your Mom Has a Blog podcast. This is our inaugural attempt, and so we're excited about starting a podcast. We've got all the kids in bed. They seem to be situated. They've stopped screaming for the most part. And so we just want to fill you in on what's going on in our life. It's both of us. We're a team. But Melissa had this idea. What if we started a podcast? And then we kind of got into it, and we realized we don't really have anything to talk about. So we tried to think of some things to talk about.
This may be the podcast about nothing in particular.
Yeah, or the podcast that ends all podcasting by us anyway. So we're going to be talking about Melissa's obsession with sitting and rising today, and also talking about the me time myth, which was a post that Melissa put up yesterday that created quite a bit of discussion. It's a repost. It's an older post, but every time people seem to run across it, they get angry, right?
Well, they get something. I don't know.
They get something. So we'll talk about that. So go ahead, Melissa. Why don't you tell us what we're doing here?
Well, you may be wondering why I wanted to start a podcast. And really, the main reason is because I thought it would be fun.
It's fun so far.
So far, so good. What you may not know about my husband, Chad, is that he was once a country radio DJ. So give us some of your radio voice.
Today's Hot New Country, Kix 104. This is Chad Calloway. Got a hot six at six coming up. Got a couple of Billy Bob's tickets we're going to give away. So be the first caller to call in and tell me Randy Travis's middle name, and you might win those. I don't know.
It's so tempting to try to change your voice. I want to talk like this.
You want to sound like you're on NPR?
I know, but I just sound like a little kid.
Well, it sounds good.
That's all right. Sorry, y'all. This is what I sound like.
That is your voice.
When salesmen used to call our house, they would ask for my parents when I was a grown woman married.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's the way it is. I'm sorry.
So what made you want to do the podcast?
Well, you know, I just thought it would be something fun for us to do together.
Yeah.
When the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
And
you're a narcissist.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah. I wanted to do it because I already had the microphones.
Well, and you got to order some new little
things. Yeah, I got to order some new little gadgets and things like that, little microphone stands.
Yes. It looks very nice and neat, and we're just trying to ignore the whole room behind us that's filled with dirty clothes, toys, dishes.
It's pretty bad.
Let's just pretend like we're in a nice studio somewhere.
Yeah. Well, so is that really the reason you wanted to do it? So we could have something to do together?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought the idea behind the podcast that you told me was that it would be a little glimpse into your life or adding another dimension to the blog that you sometimes feel doesn't get out there. Is that not really what was behind that?
Well, yeah, partly. I mean, I wanted to, I guess, share a little more of our life with my readers, and I thought this would be a fun way to do it.
Why don't you do that already?
Okay, so let's talk about what's going on this week in our life.
You don't like that question?
I love it. I love it. You're doing so great.
I'm saying, though, what do you think keeps you from sharing those things with people?
I don't know. It's just the nature of my blog. I don't have one of those kind of blogs where it is, hey, here's what we did today. It's not exactly like that. And so,
I mean, in my humble opinion, it's because you write about things that are important.
Well,
and not about crafty things like you see all over the internet that, frankly, handmade things that anybody could make are not that impressive.
Well, I'm not very crafty.
You're pretty crafty.
I don't know.
I mean, you painted that table over there and
it's
looks good.
Not Pinterest worthy.
Right. But most of the stuff on Pinterest
is not Pinterest worthy. That's so true.
Yeah. So I think your blog, you focus in on important issues and things and discussion, and people appreciate that, but they don't know the real you.
Oh, aren't they lucky that
now they're going to learn what you're like. And so tell us about what you did this week.
Well,
or what you're doing this week.
We're in the throes of softball season.
Yeah, had a game today.
So our 11-year-old is playing softball, and it is very boring.
Yeah.
I mean, even she's bored.
Yeah. The longest hour of your life.
And it's hot and it's sunny and the sun's right in your face. It's kind of, you know, but hey, it's parenting, right?
Yeah, we live in a little bitty town in Midwest Texas called Olney, Texas. And Olney has a great little league baseball and softball program. And so it's really cool. They have an opening day on the first Saturday of the season. Everybody comes out and they parade around in their uniforms and they introduce all the teams. And it's a real small town awesome moment, right?
That's what's fun about softball is you see your friends and
yeah,
that's fun. But today, so we were at softball and Sawyer hates softball because he's so bored and there's nothing to do. But then one of his little friends came up and they were kind of standing apart from us over there talking and they looked on it. It almost looked like they were up to no good. It looked like a drug deal.
Yeah, they were honestly, over there looking at something, and she said, Melissa said, I wonder what those two are up to.
I thought, that little boy is teaching Sawyer something bad over there.
I said, Sawyer, what are y'all doing? And he turns around and says,
We're trying to figure out what kind of rock this is, if it's
igneous or sedimentary.
They've been studying rocks in second grade.
So and I said, Mama thought y'all were doing something wrong and you were just doing geology.
Yeah, they were being little scientists. Yeah. And then I felt bad that I thought his little friend was teaching him something bad. Or maybe Sawyer was teaching the friend something bad. Yeah. Who knows?
Because igneous sounds like a bad word.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with geology terms.
Yeah. So. You're not quite on second grade geology level.
No, they're far beyond my skills in geology.
And so how about your cooking? How's your diet going this week?
Okay. Listen, I wanted to talk about my cooking because I have talked about my cooking quite a bit on the blog because it's a well-known fact that Melissa Edgington can't cook. It's just the way it is. And we've been married for almost 17 years, and I've never been able to cook.
No comment.
And now, suddenly something has happened.
It's amazing.
I mean, old dogs really can learn new tricks, I guess, because I'm almost 39, and all of a sudden, I think I might have figured out how to cook. Yeah. I don't know.
You got eggs down.
No, come on. No, come on. Good. You got to give me credit.
You made the salmon and the...
Listen, y'all, we're doing Trim Healthy Mama.
I am a Trim Healthy Mama.
And Trim Healthy Mama is the real deal. I mean, their recipes are good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. So I ordered the cookbook. I mean, we're all in on Trim Healthy Mama. We've ordered the special sweeteners and all this stuff. And everything, you got to admit, every single thing
has been the best thing I've ever made. We'll endorse the Trim Healthy Mamas until the next fad comes along. But yeah, it's awesome.
It's good.
Plus, they got the racket running because they sell you the book about the diet, and then you have to buy the cookbook separately.
And then you buy their products.
And then you got to buy their products.
But so the food is so good, you don't even care.
It's expensive, though.
It is expensive.
I mean, it's hard to be on a diet.
I don't know if we can really afford it, but so far it's been really great.
Yeah. Yeah, the food's good. It's top quality, good cook. So learning your stuff.
I mean, it's pretty amazing. I'm impressed with myself.
I'm impressed too. I've been enjoying it because I was just doing Atkins before this. I get migraines really bad. And I was just on the Atkins diet because a doctor had told me maybe if you quit eating sugar, you would stop having headaches. And so I thought, I'm just going to try it. So I never give up stuff for Lent. Have you ever given up anything for Lent?
I don't think I have.
We're Southern Baptist. I'm a Southern Baptist pastor. We resent things
but
like
I like Lent. I think it's a great idea.
You do?
I mean, to give something up.
You've never thought about Lent, have you?
I have because I had so many friends who gave up Facebook, but I couldn't do it.
Well, I'm friends with, I'm part of the Ministerial Alliance here in Olney, so we are always having lunch and things with the other pastors. And they were talking about, I'm going to give this up, or people are going to give this up, or doing the ashes on the forehead and all that with the different traditions. And I was just over by the store, and I said, I'm just going to quit eating bread until Easter. I'm going to stop bread, and stop sugar. And then when I told people what I was doing, you know, then I realized, yeah, I just really am on the Atkins diet. I'd always heard that was bad for you. So I thought if I don't say that I'm on it, then I won't really be on it. But I stuck with it pretty good.
But it gives it away when you're eating nothing but meat and cheese.
Yeah, when you smell like a butcher shop or whatever it is, it's terrible. You smell like beef jerky.
Butter.
Yeah.
And butter and bacon.
But I lost a lot of weight on that diet, but it's just hard to keep that going. So then when Melissa turned on the Trim Healthy Mama, I realized that's Atkins too.
But it's really just healthier eating.
Healthier eating. It's fun.
Cutting out sugar, cutting out carbs.
Cutting out the carbs, so it's been good. And the cooking's been really good. So instead of eating, what I was eating every day was a pork steak and green beans twice a day. And so really anything after that was going to be a lot better. But I really do think your cooking...
That's not why my cooking is good.
Yeah, your cooking's really gotten pretty good. And then we have an exciting event coming up Friday.
Emerald's birthday party.
Now tell us about how you're doing that, Supermom. Tell us the theory behind the birthday party.
Okay, listen. I have thrown some shindigs in my time, all right? You got to admit it.
Yeah, you have. It's good.
And I just did a huge Star Wars bash in January, which it is. I don't know if y'all have kids with birthdays in December or January, but it is really hard to get pumped up for a big birthday bash right after Christmas. It's rough. But anyway, I did it and it was really fun. And now Emerald's birthday is coming up and I just decided we're going to go to the park.
We're going to phone it in.
And we're going to have cupcakes. And that's what we're doing. So her party is totally no stress. All her buddies are going to be there. She's invited the whole town. And I am going to Sam's Club, and I'm buying as many cupcakes as I can carry out, and that's it.
She's telling people, she told my secretaries, the whole town is invited because Mama blogged it.
Yeah, which Mama I actually it. Didn't blog it, but yeah. Well, she thinks I blog everything.
She thinks it was blogged, and the whole town of Alney's invited, so we just want to open that up to anybody that wants to come to the birthday party. It's going to be at the Little Park. It should be a lot of fun. We have two parks in Alney, the Big Park and the Little Park. And we don't do much at the big park because it doesn't seem safe. Would you agree with that? Do you think it's safe? I don't think it's safe.
It just seems
old.
It's got this swing. It's got this double swing with a big, huge clown face on it. And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that used to be really, really cute and cheery. But now it's kind of run down and it's, you know how people feel about clowns sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with clowns. I just have a problem with equipment that doesn't seem safe. So I just want to be careful.
It's safe. All right. Come on now.
But it's a double swing with one swing. I mean, at least that's not even fun.
Well, it needs some repair. The little park is amazing.
No.
And the big park is about to get a walking trail. They don't care about about our park.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
We're covered in the park area. The birthday party is going to be at the nice park. That'll make your party seem a little better.
Yeah.
The playground equipment's at least from the last decade or two. So that's good. Well, let's move on to what we stated our topics were going to be for the podcast number one for Your Mom Has a Blog podcast. Melissa told me about a really interesting test today that has to do with sitting and rising.
Okay.
Tell us about this.
This video showed up on my Facebook news feed. I don't know if you guys have seen this. I mean, the test has been around for a while, but somehow I just saw it. But so it's called the sitting and rising test, and it's supposed to determine, you know, what kind of longevity you have as a human being. And so basically the test is that you cross your ankles when you're standing up and then you sit down on the ground without putting your hands down or anything. You're not supposed to wobble. You're supposed to be able to just sit right down. And then without using your hands to help you get up, you stand up from that crisscross applesauce.
You got to be crisscross applesauce.
Which is what our kids call it.
And you have to stand up.
And you have to stand up without putting a hand down or anything.
But you have to sit down that way without doing it too.
Yeah. And so I immediately tried it, and y'all, I can't do it.
She cannot do
it. I can sit down.
She's going early.
And I can get up if I put one hand down.
I'm getting a second wife, baby.
So now I, would you hush? And so now I am obsessed with figuring out how to do this thing, because every single person I've challenged to do it, they've all been able to do it.
It's all about the rock. You got to get the rock going.
I've tried that. But I look like the 70-year-old lady on the video who's trying to get up.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that if you score 8 to 10, they take a point off every time you have to put a hand down. Well, I only have to put one hand down.
That's the whole test, though.
So I score a 9.
So some people just can't even get up.
Some people
putting a hand down.
Actually can't get up. Yeah, or they have to get on their knees first.
Okay.
And so if you score an 8 to 10, then you're supposed to live a long and healthy life. But then it goes down from there. Like, it doubles your risk of dying in the next 6 years if you score a 7 or lower. So y'all all need to try this. And it will
figure out when you're
going.
It's
either going to make you feel really cheery or really not. But I will post this YouTube video that shows you how to do the test on my Facebook page. Your mom has a blog Facebook page. If you're not following, go and like it and follow my page.
Like that Facebook page. We need you to like the page. And tell us about this other thing here today, the me time myth. What made you post that again last night?
I don't really know specifically why I posted that one. I just sometimes go through and find things that I posted around this time last mm-hmm. year. And this post was, I think, from 2 years ago, actually. But I don't know why it always causes such a stir. I mean, people have really strong feelings about the idea of me time, which, you know, you hear people talking about me time all the time. How do I get me time? Or I need some me time, especially mothers, you know, mainly are the ones who are talking about it. But, I mean, the post is basically saying that there's really, I mean, if you want to get right down to it, there's really no such thing as true me time if you have children. Because right. even if you get away, which I think you should go out with your friends and go get coffee or go drink a Dr. Pepper, you know, or whatever you want to do.
Not on Trim Healthy Mama.
Not on Trim Healthy Mama. I think you should do those things because that's just good for you, you know, to have time with your buddies. But I think that when we get over obsessed with this idea of me time, I think it can be detrimental to your family, because you don't want to start getting the mindset that you know, your family's holding you back from some happiness that you would have if it weren't for them. What do you think, Chad?
I don't have any thoughts on it. I mean, honestly, I agree with you. I think people make way too big of a deal out of mental health days and all these sorts of things. And they're, you know, I don't think people mention them much anymore about first world problems. But I mean, just the fact that you can think about having me time shows that we're living, you know, in a culture and with such pleasures and privileges that people have really never experienced. I mean, people, the fact that you would need me time and be able to take it shows that you really don't need me time. I mean, you're living the life. And I know people disagree with that. People say, well, you just not, you know, I have this many kids and I have this on my plate. People are going through a lot of problems and people do have a lot of stress. And of course, we understand that. But I thought the heart of your blog was right. It's that if you're going to focus on yourself, you're going to be unhappy. I mean, anytime you turn it in on yourself, you're not going to be happy.
Yeah, and I think that there is a real preoccupation with chasing some kind of, you know, happiness that you really can't get from going to get a pedicure. I mean, that's not going to make you happy.
Yeah, I was actually over at a lawyer's office today, and we were sitting down, and Melissa was about to go was sitting out in the truck, and I just popped my head in to talk to him about an issue, and he got me in there, and we were talking about a case, and then he said, I love the word studies in Greek. And he was telling me about the Greek word for pleasure. I think it's a particular verse he was mentioning that's used in James, where the word for pleasure is sort of like the idea of a photograph, okay? Maybe some like mental photograph that you've taken of the past, and you think, oh, whenever it was like that, everything was great. Or it could be something that you think you want, like a photograph in a catalog, and you think, well, if I just had this, I'd be happy. Or if I just could go back to this particular time in my life when I didn't have kids, then I'd be happy. And you're always running after this thing, thinking this is what's going to satisfy and this is what's going to cause you to be fulfilled in life or whatever it is you're chasing. And it's sad to not live in the moment, to live back here in the past, or to say, well, when we get this, we're going to be happy. When we finally do that getaway, and we have a getaway that's been given to us that we've never taken it. You know, and so you could sit there and say, well, that's going to be a great weekend. That will be a great weekend. But it's also good to go to Taco Casa tomorrow with the kids in tow, because it's dance night and everything's kind of revolving around them. And I enjoy those moments because those moments will end.
Right. You know?
So I'd say the me time, maybe it takes care of itself.
Right. Well, I think that maybe the key to finding joy whenever you have young kids is to say, okay, this is my life. You know, this is my me time, and it's got little people in it. And and that's okay. It's such a short phase, you know. I mean, it all changes so quickly. It sometimes it doesn't feel short, but it really is. It's such a short time in your life. So I think we'll regret it if we, you know, try to rush all the phases of our kids. You know, my mother used to call it wishing your life away. Mm-hmm. I think we'll regret that, you know, if we say, man, I wish that I had just enjoyed the time a little more. Looking back on it now, I can see that those were really the golden years. And I spent all of that time longing for something that I didn't have.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Well, let's wrap it up there. Did you enjoy the first podcast?
I had fun.
Was it easier than you thought it would be?
Yes, it was.
Except for the part where I said the inappropriate thing and we had to edit it out.
Right, there's that.
But see, no one will ever hear it.
Oh, it's our secret.
It's our little secret. So you'll
Don't
never,
you wish he knew.
You'll never know what that was about.
Oh my goodness. We're so sneaky and secretive.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for podcast number one of the Your Mom Has a Blog podcast. We'll see you next time. Say bye-bye.
Bye.